Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed peace and love, joy and prosperity
Alafia, this Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012. Yes, indeed, you are listening, tuned in to live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary healing and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, transforming, changing, remanifesting, recycling, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this divine, all-blessed life path and cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Yes, today is May 2nd, 2012. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the house of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge, wisdom of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. Do continue to support me here live and in archive from New Orleans at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate those of you who maintain your commitment to the show, even when I may be not present. I want to say now, before I move forward, that all is indeed a blessing. We are still in prayer and great healing and holistic power for the brother, Prophet Kofi, who you know was shot 5 times in the chest. This is why we did not open the store. This is why things sort of came to a sudden halt there for a minute. He is well, amazingly well, but in a great deal of pain. They were unable to remove any of the bullets. So he still has these bullets within his system. And one in particular is pressing on a nerve in his arm, which is not allowing him the usage of his right arm, in a great deal of pain and discomfort. So we want to gather our energies, if you will, our ashe, and continue to promote and project divine, all-blessed healing, holistic healing and wellness for Prophet Kofi, for the dissolving of these metals and materials within these bullets, and for a safe and expedient resolution to how they're going to go about handling what's going on right now in his right arm. So indeed, we give thanks for life and divine, all blessed protection, unity, and community. For indeed, this could have been a very tragic event. Not that it's not a tragic event, but it could have been much worse. And so we are indeed grateful for the power of hoodoo, voodoo, ifa, obeya, our ancestors, to continue to heal, to protect, to guide us along our way. I want to also thank you for continuing to support my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I have done a great deal of work on the site. I've updated most of the text. I've changed most of the pictures. I've done a great deal of updating to sort of keep the website fresh and current. You can, of course, still connect with those powerful voices within the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber, respectfully. You can still shop my store on the second page of my website, where I'm still offering coffees from Africa, the Middle East, coffees, teas, as well as other products, instruments, drums, textiles, clothing, jewelry, household supplies, home herbal gardening kits, and many, many more. I have a CD store, an MP3 store, and many things that we utilize to keep all of our endeavors. Those of you who are following me on Facebook know that I'm involved in many things. Not just my ministry, as it were, House of Divine Prince, but I'm on the board of Congress for the Preservation Society. I'm an active participant in Ashe Cultural Arts Center and many other endeavors within our community. We have an active prison ministry here where we reach out to and communicate with and keep the spirits up, if you will, of some of our brethren and sistren on occasion who are locked in the system for whatever the reason, and we, on a personal and an individual basis, deal with the reasons. We just don't air the reasons. But we utilize all of these resources to keep all of this going. I'm not well financially. I'm not even stable financially. According to the law, I'm probably in the poverty zone financially. So everything that you see me do and see me be a part of is being supported by the community, both locally and internationally. Those who support House of Divine Prince, High Potions and Hoodoo Central, those who support Congo Square Preservation Society, those who support what we do. So I encourage you to continue to shop in my store on the second page of my website, to continue to utilize my spiritual consultation service is still available 24 hours a day on Keen, Desto, Live Persons, Kasamba. So we greatly appreciate those who do take the time to visit the website. And we do have a count. So I know that thousands of people are visiting the site and are listening to the show and are visiting the YouTube channel. I'm Voodoo Ty, VOODOOTYE, on YouTube. And of course, I am The Divine Prince at Facebook.com. In fact, I'm Facebook.com, The Divine Prince at Facebook.com as far as an email address also. So there are many ways to stay connected, and we most certainly do appreciate you. Because of my schedule, we are still only going to do 30-minute shows right now. And I appreciate you for being here and expecting a two-hour show. But right now I'm actually participating in a movie, The Tomb. It's called The Tomb. It's a prison-type movie. It's due to come out in 2013, so I cannot tell you a whole lot about what this movie is or what it's about. I can tell you that it will be starring Sylvester Stallone, 50 Cent, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it will be in a prison setting, if you will, sometime in the near future. And it is being filmed here right now in New Orleans. And I do have a ongoing part which requires me to commit to be on call for a certain amount of time, usually several day blocks at a time. My block right now happens to be 10-day period. So this month, the shows, as much as I can, will be daily, but they will only be 30 minutes. And then as we go into June, we will hopefully, or even sooner than that, depending on how things, you know, go with casting and with this movie project, we may even do it sooner than June 1st. We will go back to the two-hour format. Both Awo Ifasakin and myself prefer the two-hour format. So know that we're not You know, we're not trying to find a way to shortchange you on your time. Things are just really, really busy right now. Many of you saw us on Good Morning America and many other TV news channels for Monday morning, actually, for the International Jazz Day, the first International Jazz Day, and it was broadcast, simulcast all around the world, featuring Herbie Hancock and many other jazz greats and legends. And Congo Square Preservation Society, we were present and invited to open for the event and for Herbie Hancock. It's a beautiful event. I dare say, even at the risk of sounding, you know, arrogant, it's one of the best performances we've ever done, spiritually as well as rhythmically, musically. It's one of the best performances we've ever done and had the – let me rephrase that. One of the best performances we've ever done and had the occasion to have it recorded. But we also have an hour, I believe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours of the entire event. And you can go to my Facebook page. It's only available on my Facebook page and on the Congo Square New Orleans page. There's a link there that talks about us opening for Herbie Hancock, and it provides a live stream link, I believe. There's one that's live stream, and then there's another one, I believe, that's UNESCO or UNESCO, something like that. But contact me on Facebook, whether you're my friend or not. Send me a message, and I'll be glad to make sure you connect with that link. We're just going to take a very short break. As I said, we're only going to have a 30-minute show, and then I'm going to bring on the honorable and highly respected Baba Ifa Sakand. My specialty is hoodoo, voodoo, and bear. You all know that. I have received, however, some Ifa initiation, some Lokomi initiation, as well as some other paths that I don't always talk about. But I talk about, I operate in that I know and that I specialize in. And in doing so, I bring on those who are elders and are gifted and are experts in their genre. And though Baba would resist being called an expert, I know the humility of your spirit. We honor the wealth of your wisdom and your knowledge as it relates to Ifa, and we will continue to have him on as he's available here for Ifa Wednesdays. We will still continue to also have Baba Oregunwa out of California on as it is convenient for his schedule. So we indeed give thanks for Ifa and for Ola Damari and providing us this powerful, ancient, and wise oracle, as well as religious culture. I want to take just a brief intermission. I will be forward with Baba Ifa Sakand. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Hey, hey. Me have to come back again with the new style. Le 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 le. Hey. Titi yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. Titi yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. I don't take a low. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say, I don't take a low. Eliman, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make her feel you. Yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. Titi yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. It do me, do me, do
Alafia, Baba, can you hear me? Wow. Ifa Sakin, can you hear me? Baba, we're having major, major technical issues here. For some reason, your line is open. I can hear you, but you can't hear me. Hello. Peace and blessings. Baba.
Love you.
Yes, we can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Yes, yes. Your line is open. We are greatly appreciative for your being here. I don't know what happened there, but we're glad to have you present.
I'm very glad to be here myself. I thank you for the opportunity again, as always. First thing I want to do is express my sincere hopes and prayers for Prophet Kofi, who is recovering from being shot, and I pray that his rate of recovery increases and that he comes back to full health and regains full functioning of his arm, and that the bullets will eventually be able to be removed. Want to give thanks, of course, to Olodumare, to Ifa, to my ancestors, and to all of the Orisha for guiding us to this point, letting us have this opportunity to get together and share our knowledge, share our experiences, and to hopefully be of some help to the community. what I wanted to talk about at this time is something that I notice over and over again, and it's a matter of people accepting poverty and being afraid to ask for money. I mean, as far as their prayers. Because we live in a world where money is something that's necessary. There is no reason why, if we need money, that we shouldn't pray for it. There's there's this kind of a phobia about it. Yet I noticed, matter of fact, just two nights ago, on television, there was this Christian minister, I think it was Reverend Peter Popoff, and his entire show on TV was about people receiving blessings of money and you know, people in dire straits and they need money and that's what they're praying for. Yet still, I notice, especially in among our people, among Black people, people are afraid to pray for money. And it's to a point where they're even afraid to recognize a need for money, whereas they'll focus on things like, oh, well, supposed to, find our riches in heaven. We don't need to be worried about money here on earth. Well, actually, it's quite the opposite. You know, once you get to the afterlife and once you get to the realm of the ancestors, no, you don't need money there. You need money in this life. Right? And there's one specific verse from Odu Ifa. This is from the very last Odu Ifa, known as Ofunche. And in this verse, there is a man who goes to his Ifa priest because he's not feeling well. He doesn't know exactly what it is that's getting to him, but he just knows things aren't right. He doesn't feel well, and he needs to find out what it is and what to do about it. And he goes for divination with this Ifa priest, and he's saying, I don't know what's wrong with me. I've got some kind of ailment afflicting me, and not only that, I just don't have what it takes to follow through with things. Anything I try doesn't succeed, and I fall short. And the Babalawo said to him, after doing the divination, he said, you can't find headway in anything that you do, and you're just not feeling well. It all boils down to a matter of money. The money is the thing that you need. And so he was advised to make Ebo, which is performing the prescribed sacrifices for wealth. After he did this, wealth came to him. And then he said, you know, well, yes, this is exactly what my Baba Lao had told me. And, of course, he praised his Baba Lao, and his Baba Lao praised Ifa. And he didn't have complaint from that point forward. His feeling sick, his inability to succeed at things, all that ended. Now, some people might hear this kind of story and say, well, you know, money's not the answer to everything. How can you get money and then everything is okay? Well, first of all, this isn't saying that money is the answer to everything. But in many cases, money is an answer. And it's not the answer to everything, but it is something that opens doors, something that opens opportunities, something that allows you to afford things that you need in order to feel better. For example, one big thing in the news now is the health care reform and the new health care laws. Right? All of that is about money. It's about having health care coverage and how to have that health care provided, how it's paid for through your health insurance plans with your job, through individual health insurance plans, right? But all of that costs money, right? You need money. If you are not well, somewhere, somehow, somebody's paying some money in order to get well. Whether you pay it yourself, or whether it's through some insurance company, or whether it's through some reimbursement through the government, or that hospitals get for treating people who don't have any insurance, there's always money involved. So money has to change hands somewhere. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if you have money, you can then go out and buy the medicine that you need, whether it's holistic medicines or you know, medicines that are on the shelf in the drugstore or prescription medicines from a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
These things cost money. And if it's you know, maybe emotional illness, spiritual problems, somehow people have to be compensated for what they do. You need money to pay these people. You need money to pay the doctor. If you're going to see a psychiatrist or psychologist, you need to pay that doctor. If you are going for spiritual counseling, generally, you need to compensate your spiritual counselor in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Even if you are going to plant your own garden and have your own medicinal herbs growing, right? Your garden requires maintenance. You initially either need to buy seeds or buy young plants from a gardening nursery. There's, again, money has to change hands. There's just no way around that. I would like to go into a lot more detail on that, but unfortunately we don't have time. Our clock just ran out. I think we're actually off the air at the moment.
We're in archive. We still have people on the phone.
Yeah.
Chicago, I can see you. Philadelphia, I can see you. And California, I can see you.
Do we have any questions we can briefly answer in archive while we have a few minutes?
We do have the ability to answer questions, but none of them had their hand raised.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just leave it at that. And actually, I don't want to get too much into detail on this right now because we're going to get cut way short, and it wouldn't be fair to leave people hanging like that. What I suggest we do is we can pick up this topic possibly in the next show and elaborate on it, and I can also come up, I can also offer more verses of Ifa that talk about this need for money, and really you can't be afraid to pray for it. People, it is in this life when you need riches. You don't need riches when you're in the afterlife. It's a whole different thing, and it's not what many of us have been taught in the Christian churches. You need money in this life, and there's no shame in praying for it. There's no sin in praying for it. There's no wrong in praying for money if that is what you need. And don't be afraid to recognize your need for money. Just the thing that you must not do is go out and do the wrong thing for money. We have a whole lot of people, as we know, filling up jails and prisons all across the country because they're doing the wrong thing. And we have all kinds of trouble in our world because people are doing the wrong things for money. Let's not do the wrong thing. Let's do the right thing. Let's pray for what we need. Let's ask for what we need and recognize what we need, Ashe. I will leave it at that. Turn it over to you, Brother Tom.
Give thanks. Again, we most certainly do appreciate your time here on Ifa Wednesday with the Divine Prince, House of Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central. And, of course, we look forward to meeting here with you again next week at this same time, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
De la vie, nous y aimons.